So let's shoot the breeze with you. You've got a story about how multitasking with devices is not really that good for us. Why?
Well, a lot of people think that when they multitask, they're being quite productive. But a study that was done recently explored the effects of memory on media multitasking. So that is being on your device, having a laptop in front of you, maybe having Netflix on the TV in the same room. And they did everything from trying to understand the person's attention span, but also the observation of their pupil size, brain activity. And what they found is that you were probably going to be hopeless at all those three things. And you're not doing a good job at any of it. So basically the idea is that multitasking with devices actually can cause your memory to fail and you end up wasting more time. On the weekend, I was trying to watch a show. I think I had to rewind a scene about three times because every time I started to watch it, I would look at my phone and then I'd realise I missed the scene again. So that's what we're talking about. This is quite apt and problem.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And yeah, I'm a bit like you. I sometimes watch a show and I really want to watch it, but then all of a sudden I'm like, yeah, a couple of seconds on the mobile, just flicking through Facebook, and then you go, whoops.
Yeah.
And you miss something. Okay, so, well, also my memory's not as good as it used to be like 20 years ago either, just for the record. I used to play, you know the game Memory?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, years ago it used to be on cards, not a computer, and it used to be so good at it. Now if I played it, I'd probably be like, you know, half an hour and I still haven't chosen a second card.
But I think that also, I don't think it's an age thing. I think it's because you use your devices more than you would have 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And that changes how your memory holds onto information. That retaining memory has totally changed for people.
Oh, yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Now, I love a walk in the park, but for some it might not be that good. Why is that?
Well, it's not so much that it wouldn't be good, but there was a move towards doctors actually prescribing a walk in the park for people.
Mm.
And it was part of this idea that, you know, we know about the emotional and physical benefits of going out and going for walks and being out in nature, and that was starting to be used as a part of an overarching health plan for people. But what they also found, and this was a study that was done across 18 countries this year, basically if people were told they had to go for a walk, they wouldn't do it. And it has a lot to do with self-determination theory, the idea that when someone feels pressured to do something or engage in certain activities, they're less likely to want to do it. So the doctors are now, for 2020, saying, okay, we're not telling you you have to go for a walk, we're not prescribing you to do so, but we are going to talk to you about the benefits. And I guess it goes a bit hand in hand with, you know, when you see these advertisements about fitness and gyms, they don't say to you, you have to go for a jog for 40 minutes. They talk about what will happen if you work out.
Okay, that makes sense. I must admit, though, I'm one of those lazy people. If someone tries to inspire me, motivate me, I just shut down.
It's human nature, though. It's kind of like when you see someone saying, you know, don't touch the sign. I mean, all you want to do is touch that sign now. That's all you can think about.
Like a wet paint sign. Don't touch the wet paint.
Yeah.
Okay, now this story has divided people. A UK man ordered pizza, but in actual fact, he just wanted company. What did he do?
So this was a guy in the UK. On the story. So basically the guy invited a delivery driver to come and drop off his food, and then when he arrived at the property, the homeowner challenged him to throw a ping pong ball into a plastic cup and he could win $500 in cash, £500.
Yep.
And he filmed it, he did a TikTok on it, he did a YouTube video on it. You know, it has a lot to do with loneliness. You know, people aren't connecting the way they were this time last year. Even though we're on the internet connected, we're not really connected. So this was a part of having that social interaction in real time with another human being. But the other side of it is I think there's always something a little bit narcissistic about doing this to someone, right?
Yep.
I mean, you know, you might get your tip if you can win this challenge. I mean, it felt very... I don't know if you know the show Succession.
I know it, but...
a very wealthy family, and there's a scene where there's a little boy, and they say, you will get all this money if you can win the softball game, and he doesn't win, and they're like, okay, bye.
Oh.
They rip the check up. That's how this made me feel.
Okay. Well, yeah, you're right. Some people are feeling lonely. They just want people around. But then the delivery driver is meant to be working, making his delivery. Someone else's pizza could be getting cold in the car.
Well, you know what, Jody? You always... find the most important part of the story. You're right. a pizza could have gotten cold during this.
Trust me, I used to be a pizza delivery driver, and if the pizza ended up cold, you wouldn't believe the phone calls we used to get. So I can, that's it. You can see both sides of the story, though, can't you? Loneliness is such a horrible thing.
Yeah.
But the other guy's trying to do his job.
Of course. Look, you know what? And it just goes to show what we're prepared to do to have that human connection.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Well, Alex, I better let you go. Thanks for shooting the breeze. Now, how can people find out more details about what you've got going on?
Just go to thebigsmoke.com.
Awesome. Well, you have a good one, okay?
Thank you so much.